Hi again. In part 3 of Power BI Embedded Explained video series, we're going to cover the understanding of application tokens and how Power BI authenticate application when basically you are calling the Power BI REST API, how REST API in Power BI authenticating your application and how it works, and what types of application token that's available in Power BI API. And then we're going to talk about a sample. We're going to go through the code. I already built an ASP.NET MVC application that basically using Power BI embedded report. And we're going to go through all the sections on how to embed it, what are the configuration that you need to update, even where are the source code that we already, already pushed the source code of the demo on GitHub as well. Understanding application token. So application token are used to authenticate against Power BI embedded. So we have different types of application tokens. So we have provisioning token, the token that's being used when we provision a workspace in a workspace collection. The second type is development token that's basically used when we call directly Power BI REST API. The third type is the embedding token that's being used when we render a report in our application, which basically we render the report as an iframe within our applications. So these are the three application tokens that you should understand, because when we start jumping into the code, so you're going to see that I'm using development token and I'm using, the embedding tokens. So at least you know the difference. I mean, the provisioning token, we have used it in part three video, because we provision a workspace for a workspace collection. So if you looked at the code, you will see how to provision basically a token to create a workspace in a workspace collection. But in this part, you will see in my code that I am using a development token that basically I'm using it when I call a Power BI REST API. And also I'm using embedding token when actually I embed a report in my page. So these are the three types of application tokens. So now we're going to jump into a demo on using a Power BI embedded in ASP.NET MVC application. So I already have created an ASP.NET MVC application that has, or basically I embedded one of my reports that I have in a workspace that I have created earlier. So I'm going to go ahead first to run the application so you get a context of what I'm talking about before, going through the code. So I'm going to go ahead and run my application. So once I ran the application, you will see that I have created a very simple page. Within the simple page, I have embedded a report. And this is the report, and it's very interactive, the same capabilities of Power BI. I'll be able to, you see the number of stocks per product. So you will see that the report is being, updated based on the selected item. I can see all the filters, the Power BI capability, very interactive analytics. We have it on the report. So you see all the details. So if you wonder where's the iframe, what is my application? So let me show you how it works. So this is, if you see here, as I'm drawing here, this is where I am rendering the Power BI report. So this is basically the iframe, the way how the Power BI embedded works. So it renders my report as an iframe, and this is my iframe. Anything outside this frame, it's my application. So all these areas, it's my application. Everything in yellow here, it's all my application. So the only thing that I added, so basically I just have a simple page, and I added one HTML tag that basically render Power BI report within my application. It's very simple and straightforward, just to focus on what's needed and what's the code that I wrote in one action to be able to connect to the Power BI SDK, get an application token, and then within the application token, I created a report view model object that I passed it back to the view, you know, and the view rendered my report in my page. So let's jump into the code. I'm just gonna stop the project. So you will see here it's MVC application. So I have created all my implementation in the home controller. So you see here in the index action. So basically what I did, let me just collapse this one little bit so you have more space. So basically here, I'm using Power BI. I installed some NuGet packages to start using Power BI embedded. If you wonder what are these packages, so if I open the packages.config file, I will see here these are the packages, you know, that I have added to my project to be able to use all Power BI functionality and to add it to any existing ASP.NET application. So what you need to do is you can do right click and you can say manage NuGet packages, and if you do Power BI, so if you do Power BI and you include the pre-release, you will see all the Power BI, you can even say Microsoft.Power BI. And if you didn't check, because we are still in preview as I'm, you know, recording this video, so you have to make sure that you include the pre-release. When this goes live and in production, so basically you don't need to look for any pre-release, you know, NuGet packages. So that you see here that I already have added these packages to my application. So that's why first of all, I can use some HTML extensions, you know, to render, you know, the Power BI embedded. And even I can use some Power BI classes and methods to be able to get application tokens. So, and you can see all these packages here in this file. So Power BI API, Power BI ASP.NET.MVC, because I'm using MVC, Power BI.core, and Power BI.JavaScript. So let's go back to my controller. So here I basically created, I'm getting a development token. So based on the workspace collection and the workspace ID. So if you wonder how I'm getting this, so in the constructor of the controller, I am loading these settings from the web.config. So let's go to the web.config. So in any web application that we work on, so you need to get the access key, and I showed you how to get the access key from the workspace collection. So you need to update the access key and the workspace collection, which is the name of the workspace collection, and the workspace ID that you want to pull the report from. So these are the three keys that you need to focus on. Get the access key for the workspace collection and the name of the workspace collection and the workspace ID that you want to load the report from. So I'm loading this, you know, programmatically on the constructor of my controller. So this is how I'm getting the workspace collection and the workspace ID and the access key. And the API URL is fixed. It's not gonna change. So here I'm getting the development token. And once I'm getting the development token, I am trying to pull the reports based whatever all the report that I have in this workspace ID. And I already have one report in my workspace ID. So you will see here, I have another run to debug the application. So I want whatever I'm getting, I'm loading all the reports, I'm loading all the properties of the report object. So that's why I'm getting the name and the embed URL and the web URL and the report. And I am storing this in a report, in a port list collection. So in my case, I'm just loading the first report that I have in my workspace. But you can basically load any number of reports in your page. I was doing this just to make it simple. So from the report, I'm just loading the first report. I'm just pulling the ID. Why? Because I want an embed token to be able to render the report in my view. So I got the report ID. Here I'm getting the embed token. That's why we were discussing earlier in this video the difference between the development token versus the embed token. So the embed token is needed to render the actual report on your page. So I'm getting an embed token for this report. So create embed token for this workspace ID and the report ID. So you specify three things. Sorry. So you specify the workspace collection name and the workspace ID and the report ID. So once we get an embed token, so we created a report view model that basically has the report object. So I'm just passing the report object that we already pre-filled here that has all these details and the access token as well. So we are basically passing by to the view the view model that has the report object and the access token. So if I jumped to the actual view, so you won't be able to get this HTML helper extension unless you added the Power BI NuGet packages. So you need to, that's why it's something new at HTML.PowerBI report 4. So this is an HTML helper method to render Power BI report in Razor Engine. So, and guess what it takes? It takes basically the report object and it takes an access token. So that's why I was in the report view model, I was passing the report object and the access token, because we need these two properties to be passed to this HTML helper method. So these are the main thing that you need to consider, to load a report, adding the NuGet packages, get an access token, and therefore you can get an embed token to embed the report, and to embed any report, you just need this helper method, to be able to render any Power BI report. One last thing I want to it's basically a tip. So when you add a Power BI NuGet packages, it automatically adds some JavaScript files in your script folder. So I didn't add this Power BI. It's all helper methods, that's needed to render the Power BI reports. So don't forget to add the Power BI.JavaScript file in your page or in the master page. So in my page here, so what I did in my application, I just added it in the master page, in the layout folder. So this is very important, because even if you followed all the steps without adding this, just make sure that you added the Power BI JavaScript file in any page that you render the Power BI in it. So you will be able to have successfully rendered Power BI report in your pages. Here are some references for you. So the first thing is the Power BI embedded step-by-step article. It's an article from start that basically covers part 1, part 2, and part 3, step-by-step how to use Power BI embedded in ASP.NET MVC application. Power BI embedded homepage, that's a lot of information about if you want to read more about Power BI capabilities. And this also a very good article about what's Microsoft Power BI embedded. And the last link is basically, it's a link to the source code for the demo that I was showing on this video. So if I can go ahead, if I click on a new tab, so if I go to GitHub, so let me sign in here. So I signed in to my account. So if you want to see the whole application demo with the source code, I already have it here at Power BI embedded simplified. So this is the URL for it. So feel free to copy it at comments, or even take a copy for it. And even I have a link here for my blog that basically for the actual article that I am basically providing a Power BI embedded step by step that basically goes beyond part 3, that basically cover part 1 and part 2 and part 3 in steps in details with code. So so feel free just to go to GitHub as well as needed. So thank you so much for watching. And again, this is my blog, MustafaElZaghbi.com. I will post more Power BI articles there. And also feel free to drop me a message on Twitter. Thank you so much.